Hi there. This is Andrea Filipovich with the MBA at ECU podcast. This week, we'll talk about course choice guidelines. Your MBA program consists of 18 courses, 7 foundation, 8 common body of knowledge, or CBK, and 3 electives. Some of you could waive some, none, or all of those foundation courses, and so your program total could be anywhere between 11 to 18 courses. You might be wondering how much time you should expect to spend on each class. Well, here's a top tip. Any classes that are below 6,300, you should expect to spend between 10 to 15 hours a week for that class. Any classes above 6,300, you should expect to spend between 15 and 20 hours a week for that class. For those of you who are working full-time, it is recommended to take between 1 and 2 classes a semester. For those of you who are students full-time, you are recommended to take between 3 and 4 classes a semester. This is because, according to financial aid, graduate students who take 5 hours up to 8 hours are considered part-time students. In the College of Business, each graduate level class is 3 hours. So taking 2 classes would mean that you are considered a part-time student for financial aid purposes. Therefore, taking 9 credit hours, or 3 classes here in the College of Business, would mean that you are classified as a full-time student. If you are going to take more than 1 class a semester, we encourage you to balance your coursework between the quantitative classes and the qualitative classes. Quantitative classes are accounting, finance, MIS, and OMGT. Qualitative classes are marketing and management. Now let's talk a little bit about your electives component. There are 2 pathways here that you can choose. One is by pursuing the 3 electives that are listed in your degree plan and degree works, or you can pursue a College of Business approved certificate. If you choose to go for the 3 electives, you'll take 1 quantitative class, 1 qualitative class, and the final one would be either quantitative or qualitative. It's your choice. If you choose to go for the certificate option, you will choose between 12 different College of Business approved certificates. Most of these certificates are only 4 classes long, so for the sake of adding 1 extra class to your degree plan, you would be able to earn this additional certificate. Some of you will be taking your electives pretty quickly because you'll transition straight into the common body of knowledge classes. Regardless of if you waived those foundation classes or not, you are encouraged to not leave your electives too late in your program. Reason being is because not all electives are offered every semester. Some are offered only once a year, so it's wise to plan ahead. And finally, for those of you who might have been accounting undergraduates, you will waive Accounting 6521, which is the accounting course listed in your common body of knowledge classes. Instead of that accounting class, you will actually add on another elective. It can be quantitative or qualitative. So you'll have the option to choose between 2 quantitative or qualitative courses there for your electives component. As always, if you have any questions about degree planning or which courses would be great to take with the others, we would be happy to help here in the College of Business Graduate Programs. Feel free to reach out and we'll help you out.